Blog Talk Radio. ears in bitter tears. Can't believe I've sunk this love as I walk the Clinton in a sanctum. Got out of Dodge, sailed on a fun voyage. You said north, I headed south, tossed overboard. Good Lord, that's a really large now.
Thank you. Bye. a part of the service. Amen. All right. Well, let's get into the message. Okay, the message is... give me a second here. I'm having some technical problems. The message is the keys to a great friendship. And it's a series of David, the life of a king. And taking it from 1 Samuel chapter 18 verses 1 through 5 and chapter 23 verses 15 through 18. So if you go back to life and think about your best moments and your worst moments, I think you will remember who walked with you through both. With friends we celebrate, laugh, lament, grieve, and wrestle. Weddings, births, and funerals. In February, there was a featured article titled The Surprising Science Behind Friendship. The article reviews the book Friendship by Science. Journalist Lydia Denworth, she asserts friendship literally improves your body's cardiovascular functioning. How your immune system works, how you sleep. You can imagine the food you put in your body makes you healthy or not. But sitting in a coffee shop with someone and just chatting about what's going on with your life, we always thought emotionally that made you feel good. But actually, it really is doing much more. A big study at Harvard of men across their lives from 20 to 80 found that the single best predictor of your health and happiness at 80 was not your wealth or your professional success. It was your relationships at 50. So friendship is good for you. Do you have friends, true friends, the kind you can call when you are in pain? The kind that bring you encouragement in the hard seasons, loyal, loving, encouraging friends, they are an essential ingredient to a godly, healthy, happy life. Heroes Batman had Robin, Luke had Han had Chewie, Superman had Lois and Jimmy Olsen, and the Avengers had one another. Even heroes need friends. We left off last week with David now as a hero. And he's going to need a friend, and God's going to give him one. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 57 through 58, and as soon as David returned from the striking down of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of a Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." 1 Samuel chapter 18 verses 1 to 5. As soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of a robe that was him and gave it to David and his armor, even his sword and his bow and his belt. And David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him. So that Saul sent him over the men of war, and this was good in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. So, David had served as Saul's personal musician and armor bearer. David has stepped up and defeated Goliath, bringing a great triumph over for Israel. Over the course of chapter 18, the author shares three times that God was with David. God was with him, giving him success in battles, giving him favor with people. At the same time, things are about to become very difficult for David. Saul will become increasingly jealous of David's success and popularity. No matter what Saul does, God keeps prospering David. Saul will turn on David and plot against him and try to kill him on multiple occasions. Then David will end up fleeing and hiding to escape Saul's murderous intent. David is going to be king, but he's going to go through the wilderness and hide in the cave to get there. Times are going to get tough. Do not miss this section. Only God knows what is ahead for David. David cannot possibly foresee Saul Jones' rage. He has no idea that the wilderness is in his future, but God does. So God was with David working in and through his life. And one of the evidence of God's work and grace in his life was the blessing of friendship. God gave David a friend. Friendship is a gift from God that we all need in our journey of Christian life. We all, like David, need friends because we are created from and for friendship. We are created from friendship. Our Creator is God, is true, and He's perfect. He exists from all eternity in perfect community within Himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, you and I are made from God, a God who exists within perfect community and friendship. We are created in God's image. We are not made to be alone or in isolation. Justin Whitmill early writes in The Common Rule, we do not come forth from loneliness as if some needy God needed lesser beings to sing His praises. We came from friendship. We are created for friendship. We are created in God's image. And God said it is not good that man should be alone. This is pre-Paul. Adam is there without sin. The fall has not happened. God says, decided then that him being alone is not a good thing. He makes him a wife. This is a reminder that even our marriages are to be friendships. Every good marriage has a healthy friendship at its core. Listen, life is hard. Difficult things happen. David is about to go through an incredible hard season. His life will be on the line. David would flee to the wilderness for protection. But God was preparing him for the wilderness now by helping him develop a healthy friendship. I want to share three keys from David and Jonathan's friendship that are characterized as a good friendship, okay, connection, character, and commitment. Great friendship consists of a meaningful connection, trustworthy character, and loving commitment. More than these are building blocks. How did David and Jonathan meet? David shows up with Goliath's head under his arm. As soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Jonathan was bound to David in close friendship. The point is there was something that happened here that caused Jonathan to be drawn to David in loyal and loving friendship. This is my kind of guy. C.S. Lewis wrote, friendship arises out of mere companionship. When two or more of the companions discover that they have in common some insider interests or even tastes which the others do not share and which, till that moment, he's believed to be his own unique treasure or burden. A typical expression of opening friendship would be something like, what? You too? I thought I was the only one. On this text, Tim Keller notes that the true friendship is seen in David and Jonathan contains consistency, dependability, transparency, and sympathy, something in common. On sympathy, he notes that that's how friendship starts. Some common vision, some shared historical experience, some common passion, some common belief. Two very clear points of connection they had. First, they were both mighty warriors. In 1 Samuel chapter 14, Jonathan and his armor bearer took out 20 Philistines by faith with one strike. They lead God's people to a victory over the Philistines. Again, Jonathan had been the hero, been popular. They were both heroic warriors. They had battle and courage in common. So if you're going to be friends, you're going to need to simply have something to connect about. You have to have something that links you. Do you remember your first friends? What did you connect over? Probably cartoons or something. Maybe your parents were friends. My early friends were formed around sports, school, neighborhood. We lived in the same town, same school, played the same sports. As you get older, you connect more around faith. I have friendships that I have had for a long time now, and at the center of them is common faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritual. Second, they were the men of faith. In 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6, Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised, and maybe the Lord will work for us, for nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few. And for 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 12, and the men of Garrison hailed Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us, and we will show you a thing. And Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has given them into the hand of Israel. Does this sound like anyone? Remember, David said, the Lord will give Goliath into his hand. The Lord will show that he saves and not by sword. David and Jonathan shared faith in Yahweh. They both had a common vision that God is big, powerful, saving, and they both trusted God. Friendships begin with connection. We have to have something in common, right? As Lewis said, a place where we say, you too, I thought I was the only one. And Jonathan realized that day he was not the only one with great faith in a great God. He was not the only one brave and willing to trust God in intimidating circumstances. The most important connection is faith connection. God wants us to have people in our lives that we share our faith in Christ with. We can have a lot in common, but without that, there will always be something missing. And only those that share our faith in Christ can we really experience all the fullness of the friendship can be. Believer, do you have close friendships with your believers? Shouldn't we have the most in common with each other? Shouldn't we be cultivating relationships with the very people we spend eternity with? Some things are revealed about God and his character in our text. Jonathan loved David as his own soul. His humility. Jonathan actually took off his robe and armor and sword and bow and gave it to David. Remember, Jonathan is the prince, the son of King Saul. In most eyes, he would be the lion to be the next king. So here he shows incredible humility by honoring David in this way. Over the course of their friendship, Jonathan's character would be revealed more and more. Loyalty would show up in chapters 19 and 23 as Jonathan helped protect David and told him Saul was trying to kill him. Jonathan is going to realize David would be king, and he's going to be fine with it. He's going to show up and encourage David in chapter 23 in a critical time. Whether a friendship is healthy or unhealthy will largely be determined by the character of the friends. The Bible teaches this, avoid those given to anger. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 24 through 25. Companion of fools will suffer harm. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Bad company corrupts a good character. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. Whisperers separate close friends. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28. Walk with the wise and become wise. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. The character of our friends will go a long way in determining the health of a friendship. We need to focus on being the right kind of people if we want to find and develop the right kind of friends. Remember connection, having things in common. Who do you want to share common character with? Those with Christ-like character or those with worldly character? The character of a friend will shape the friendship, and that's important because the friendship is going to shape you. Proverbs teaches this. We know this. We've heard this in our whole life. Amen. Well, I hope you liked the sermon. Well, anyway, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can get to know him tonight. Let me ask you a question. Are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way to go or which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something that's so much worse, such as alcohol or drugs, sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever the problem is, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, he must know you. If he does not know you, he cannot do anything for you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we'd like to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, you can call in by calling area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay, well, looks like we got a caller. We'll take a caller. 111. All righty. I guess they don't want to speak. Well, let's play some music.
Yeah. The place, China, Nanyang County, Henan Province. It is one of the strongest Christian areas in China, and it has been the scene of some of China's strongest and most diabolical persecution. There's a war going on in Christian communities.
Well, let's take a call. 111. You're on the air. Hello? All right. Well, I'm going to say good night to everybody. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Okay. And I may go into Discord. I may not. Who knows? Okay. Well, anyway, love you guys. Have a great night.